The test that I normally conduct is this. Is there anything in my dream that contradicts what God has already clearly said? Hey, welcome back to Bible Line. I'm your host, Pastor Jesse Martinez. And in today's video, we're going to answer a listener-submitted question about dreams. Does God use them? How should we look at dreams? Are there any merit to them? We'll get into that. I'll give you an answer that builds off of some scripture here and just gives you my opinion. Let's get into the question. It's kind of a lengthy one, so bear with me. I hear a lot of charismatic Christians say they receive dreams from the Lord. My question is, does God still give us dreams today as His children? I once had a dream before my husband and I had the desire to have children. It was only for a few seconds, but in this dream, I was praying with our child, who at the time, it was unclear if the child was a boy or a girl, but they were about 5 years old. I was teaching this child to pray for someone who was hurting, and my husband, who is an unbeliever, was sitting, watching in the background. A few months later, we had the desire to have a baby. We got pregnant right away and had a healthy baby boy. My son and I now do the very thing we were doing in the dream. We pray together. I just want to know, was that dream from God or not? I don't dream very often, but this was something that was very specific. I didn't understand it at the time, but it has come to pass. I believe that signed gifts aren't for today, so I'm trying to figure out if that includes dreams and visions. Thank you and God bless. Well, it's quite the question, and I think it's got a pretty clear answer, so this is kind of what I want to get into. It's a question that's interesting, and I've heard a lot of similar stories around this type of thing. People have a dream about something that's yet to happen, and then it actually happens, and they put a lot of credit on, well, this must have been from God. This must have been something that God was trying to tell me or lead me into doing. But the scripture kind of gives us an example. Well, it doesn't kind of. It does give us an example of how we're guided in all spirit and truth. So what does it say about that? Well, let's take a look. Don't forget, if you are new to the channel, make sure that you like, comment, and share the video. If you've been here before, do all those things too. It helps us get introduced to more people. If you haven't yet, make sure that you hit the subscribe button and the little notification bell. So every time that we post a video or a community tab post, you get updated. You can like it, comment, share it, and get it out to more people. The more that we can grow, the more people hear about God's good news through Jesus Christ. I hope you can be a part of that. All right, so I want to look in John chapter 16, specifically starting in verse 13, because this is when Jesus is talking about the promise of the Holy Spirit and what the Holy Spirit's role is going to be in the disciples' lives and the rolling out of the early church, and also in the lives of the believers, you and me, who have put our faith in Jesus Christ. Howbeit, when He, the Spirit of truth, has come, He will guide you into all truth. For He shall not speak of Himself, but whatsoever He shall hear, that shall He speak, and He will show you things to come. Verse 14, He shall glorify Me, for He shall receive of Mine and show it unto you. Okay, so what does this mean? Well, what this means is that the Holy Spirit is going to lead us and guide us into all truth. In the charismatic movement, it's kind of different. It's a different take. First of all, the Holy Spirit is never really personified. The Bible says that He will guide us into all truth. In the charismatic New Apostolic Reformation, it's a lot of it. You know, I can feel it. It's moving. It's all these different things. And even in contemporary Christian music today, the Holy Spirit's very enigmatic. It's very unexplainable. It's a feeling. Oh, it's a feeling. And the problem with feelings is you might feel one way and I might feel another way, and none of it is based off of truth. So we have to be careful with that. So when I think about dreams, specifically in the charismatic church, more often than not, those dreams, when they're held up to the test of Scripture, they fail. They're just not, they're not relevant, or they're not true. I've heard people have dreams like, you know, Beth Moore talks about dreams that she's had with the Holy Spirit, and you line it up and you say, the Bible doesn't describe the Holy Spirit that way. The Bible doesn't even describe biblical truth that way. So what becomes the issue? Well, dreams, I think, are just that. They're dreams. I think our subconscious can run wild. There's so much going on while we're sleeping. And even though you've had a very specific dream here, it's difficult to discern, was this of God? The test that I normally conduct is this. Is there anything in my dream that contradicts what God has already clearly said? Well, in your dream, you had a desire to have children. I think that's the function and purpose of marriage, to be fruitful and multiply. So that's biblical. And praying, is that something that we can see the Bible speak anything about expressly? Well, yeah, there's plenty of examples of prayer there. Would I say that this is a specific dream from God to motivate you to do something? It's hard for me to come down on that conclusion. It's just really difficult. So I look at the charismatic side of what you were talking about, because you say here that you've had an experience with charismatic Christians and different things like that. More often than not, that side of the argument is failing the biblical example. I want to also show you just really quickly in John chapter 16, that same verse there, or that same chapter there in John 16. I want to look there in verses 7 through 11. This is the function of the Holy Spirit in the age that we're in. Nevertheless, Jesus is speaking here, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. And when he has come, he will reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. Verse 9. Of sin, because they believe not on me. Of righteousness, because I go to my Father and you see me no more. Of judgment, because the prince of this world is judged. So what is being talked about here is the function of the Holy Spirit once he comes down, in which he did come down at Pentecost. What is he going to do? Well, he's going to reprove the world of sin, righteousness, and judgment. And I think that is being done through God's word. So when I'm looking at how does God want to communicate to the lost person, he's going to do it through his word. And that is working through the believer who's yielded and disciplined and receiving, chastening and growing from that, walking with the Lord. God will use that person to reach the unbeliever. And if the word of God is not readily available in those areas, I have worked with missionaries and I have seen situations or heard about situations where God works in circumstances that doesn't seem to fit the American mold. I'm not going to limit God on that. But more often than not, especially when we're talking about charismatic, New Apostolic Reformation stuff, the dreams things fails the test. It just becomes everybody sharing their own thing. I had this dream. I had that dream. We don't know the circumstances. And when it matches up to the Bible, it when it tries to match up to the Bible, it fails that test. So I hope this answers your question. I know we didn't necessarily get into the specifics of the dream that you had, but I think John chapter 16, starting there in verse 7, going through the rest of the chapter, gives us a good example of the role of the Holy Spirit and how we should look at truth that's received. Until next time, keep looking up. Jesus Christ is coming soon. If you enjoyed today's episode of Bible Line, make sure to subscribe to the channel and share this video with a friend. Do you have a Bible question? Send us an email, questions@BibleLineMinistries.org, and we'll do our best to get you an answer. Or you can leave your question in the comments of this video. Be sure to check the links in the description for more clear Bible teaching. Bible Line is a ministry of Calvary Community Church located in Tampa, Florida.